Gunther and Ben are taking you inside the headlines with the opinion makers and newsbreakers on the biggest stories in sports. This is the Wasatch Whip Around.
Wasatch Whip Around is brought to you by Intermountain Sports Medicine, McKD. Athletes know it's not just a game. After an injury, get back to doing what you love with the experts at Intermountain Sports Medicine, McKD. Get the right treatment and rehab to make sure you get back in the game. Check them out online, mckd.org. That's mckayde.org, mckd.org. Or you can give them a call, 801-38-SPORT. First up on the Wasatch Whip Around, find them on Twitter at Brennan J. Smith. Read them in the Salt Lake Tribune. It is Brandon Smith. Brandon, it's getting ready for Oregon coming up this weekend. What type of a threat does Oregon pose?
Hey, guys. I mean, it's kind of the thing that Utah, among their few faults, has struggled with is that containing athletes on the edge. I mean, you look at Tony Brooks James, he's kind of emerged and sort of taken the mantle from Royce Freeman. Really dangerous on the outside. I mean, Oregon's defense is really subpar, really struggling this year, but that offense can still put up points, so the Utes have to limit his opportunities. They have to, if Royce Freeman is kind of due for a big game as well, so they have to keep an eye on him and just make sure they kind of limit Oregon's usual athleticism.
Is Joe Williams presumably in shape enough to continue on this tear that he's been on since retiring from football? And then since his return, has Utah developed any more depth at the running back position?
Yeah, I think that the best thing about what Williams, the tear he's been on, is that Zach Moss has gotten a chance to get a little bit more healthy. I think you have to look at it, guys. I mean, he's carried the ball so much. Obviously, he had a few weeks off after his retirement, but you have to wonder if the Utes kind of limit him on a pitch count, if they get an early lead in this game. He's obviously done so much for the offense, but You want to keep him going, especially going into Colorado on the road. You're going to need to control the ball more and maybe show off a little bit more of that depth against Oregon. But it's hard to keep a guy on the bench when he's running like he is. So we'll see kind of what their balance is this week.
Find him on Twitter at Brennan J. Smith. Read him in the Salt Lake Tribune. Great stuff, Brennan. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Next up on the Wasatch Whip Around, find him on Twitter at ByDSean. You can read him at KSL.com. It is Sean Walker. Sean, BYU gets their first win on the hardwood last night. BYU looks very good in their victory. What did you see, especially from Eric Mika?
Yeah, really impressed with Eric Mika last night. Career high 26 points and 18 rebounds. And just the presence, I think, that he brought to the post for BYU is a big deal. They out-rebounded Princeton 50-38 on the boards, and I think that's something that's been sorely missing from BYU the last couple of years.
Where did you see the most growth from T.J. Haws and Nick Emery?
Well, I think T.J. stepped right into his first-ever college game really well, which maybe surprised a lot of people. Not all of the people who watch him at Lone Peak, but maybe some who have never seen him before. It's just the way that he figured things out really quickly, kind of figured the college game out really quickly, I guess.
Find him on Twitter at ByDSean. You can read him at KSL.com. Great stuff, Sean. Thanks.
Thanks, Sean.
No, thanks, guys.
There is Sean Walker, the Wasatch Whip Around, brought to you by Intermountain Sports Medicine, McKD. If you get hurt running, jumping, swimming, tackling, maybe you're just throwing the kids around, you're going to want skilled experts dedicated to your safe, fast recovery. Check them out, Intermountain Sports Medicine, McKD, online, mckd.org.